This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Consternation in her WhatsApp group, BlackRock Road Moms Who Lock the Doors Driving Through Mahon. Mags could have been a model, just watched a TED talk called Treat Your Staff As If You Don't Hate Them, and has decided to give Christmas presents to her gardener, cleaner and au pair. Eleanor, 2 months in St Moritz, called her a communist and tried to get her kicked out of the group. I'm unsure myself. What's the maximum amount you should spend without giving them notions? Monica, BlackRock Road. I don't want to give them cash. They'd only spend it on tracksuits for their kids.
I think I know why Eleanor underscore 2 months in St Moritz has the hump. I bumped into her in Pana just now and said, come here, what makes you think you can look down on your au pair? She said, it's kind of unavoidable when she's lying on the floor with my husband. Hashtag hilarious.
So our 10-year class reunion is on next week. It's not in a 5-star hotel this year after the posh boys rubbing our faces in it headlines last year. It totally didn't help that Brian with a Y arrived by helicopter. A lot of the lads have become wage slaves for companies like Google because they took a long hard look at themselves in the mirror and said, I totally lack the creative flair of Ed from Ballin Temple. But posh boys will be posh boys. Some of them are bound to sneer at my pop-up fortune-telling stall on Corn Market Street, even though it completely made the front page in the latest edition of Hippies Unwashed. So what's a good makey-uppy career to impress people? Ed, Ballin Temple.
You think you have a bad? Try going to a reunion for girls' school. I bumped into this one in the Jacks at our 20th bash last year. I said, so what are you doing now? She said, bawling for you because you can only afford to live in Ballinlock.
So like, I am the leading social media influencer in South Munster, measured by the number of times I cry all the way home because someone didn't recognise me in Mahon Point shopping centre. Hashtag bastards. Anyway, I've just put up the Christmas decos here, hashtag pain in the brain, and I've decided to make a little video where I show a normal person around my amazing house and give them a little bit of cake before funting them back out the door. Would you like to run a competition there with that tour as the prize? At You So Wish Like, Turner's Cross and Monte Carlo.
The last time I heard an idea that bad, someone opened a tourist office in Charleville. Anyway, competition time. For your chance to win, complete the following sentence. I would like to spend some time in Turner's Cross because I am A. a masochist, B. from Ballyfihan and view it as a step up. Hashtag imagine.
I'm struggling to come up with a present to buy my Hugo. We tried donating 500 quid each to charity last year, but it felt so empty on Christmas morning knowing that some Nori out there had got something for nothing. Do you know that kind of a way? So we're back on the gifts this year. 500 quid limit, no vibrators or lingerie, because Hugo's always looking for an angle. So, he's bald, went to Christians, loves rugby, Hugo Boss, Audi and himself. Any ideas? Eleanor, Rochestown Road. He'll ignore our no voucher rule. Well, there's nothing I can do about that.
I pass this on to my gift expert friend, Straight Talking Sonia. She said, it's a shame she can only spend 500 euro. I said, why? She said, it's not quite enough to give him a divorce. Hashtag Slisters, hashtag Kerching.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.